أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون وتلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم على قومه نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 83 and 84 of Surah Al-An'am. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who have brought iman and they have not mixed, covered, contaminated their iman with ظُلْم. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Then they are the ones who are peaceful, safe. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the ones who are guided. Whether these are the words of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, like the discussion had continued, Allah had related the words of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, or whether they are the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when this ayah was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited it to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this ayah became very difficult upon the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence they petitioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They made their fears known to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the ayah, that Allah ta'ala is saying, those who have brought iman, walam yalbisu, libas is what we wear, the clothing, they do not cover, they do not mix that iman with zulm. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from amongst us, who is not the one that would make zulm upon himself, leave zulm upon others by committing sins, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a zulm that we commit upon ourselves. So the ayat is saying then that if you do not commit this zulm, then only you will have aman, you will have peace, and you will be safe. So in other words, none of us are safe. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and that person or those will be guided. In other words, we will not be guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now before we go into the next part of the hadith, the one very important aspect we see very clearly from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they used to feel that they were not adequate in fulfilling the commandments of Allah ta'ala. And this is a very good feeling. The opposite of it, feeling that we are 100% above board, 100% we are obedient, we never break the commandments of Allah, we never sin, that is not the sign of a true mukhlis, sincere believer. That is a sign of a person who has not understood the greatness, the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that did you not read in the Quran Sharif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the words of Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. That do not commit shirk, do not ascribe partners to Allah ta'ala, because shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great zulm. And this is what Allah ta'ala means in this ayat, that they do not contaminate, they do not mix the shirk, the polytheism, ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together with the iman. Now here we may be wondering that we brought iman and then we still have shirk. And yes, that is possible, that iman is not 100%. And that is the reality of our lives, that sometimes we make materialism, the things, the material things of this world, a little god, a little idol in our lives, and we feel that without it we will not be able to carry on. We have sometimes, we put our yaqeen in other technologies, we put our belief systems in all of that, and hence our hearts need to be cleansed from all those types of little shirks that we have shirking in our hearts. Remove all of that, then such a person will be safe, such a person will be peaceful from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person Jannatul Firdaus immediately without having to bear any punishment from the fire of Jahannam. And then those are the people who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are on the straight path. In the next ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ, that the arguments that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had brought forth, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبَا, whether it was the star, the moon, the sun, all of it, he had presented these arguments and these discussions with regards to Allah Rabbul Izzat's purity and Allah Ta'ala's glory. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that are those arguments we had granted Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam upon his people, and of course it was such that he was successful, that he had passed this examination, he had passed and he had won this argument against them. So it was all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Narfa'u darajati man nasha, we raise in darajat, in ranks, whomsoever we desire. And again here, ulama have written the other aspect of it, that everybody has intelligence, everybody has a heart, everybody has a mind, but these are things that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge, intelligence, all of it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and a person shouldn't be too proud about the intellectual faculties that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted. If Allah is saying that Allah granted this to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then obviously all of us have been bestowed with it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make shukr to Allah for whatever we have. Inna rabbaka hakeemun alimun, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb is hakeem, your Rabb is all wise and alim, all knowing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then executes according to the wisdom of Allah and according to the ilm and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.